This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, let's take just a little second and think about our moms. Good moms, bad moms, excellent moms, terrible moms. Moms, though.
Bad moms, too, huh?
All the moms.
I love that Sandy. She is the best mom. I would have put her in this contest, but they told me I can't.
Yeah, it's unfortunately. I don't know. Is she a big Bruno Mars fan, though?
Oh, I'm sure Sandy would rock out.
Yeah, I got to say, I'll bet you even if she's not, you'd go see a Bruno Mars show and you'd be like, well, that young man certainly knows how to entertain a crowd. That Bruno Mars, he knows some stuff.
He really has, you know, what that Frankie Valli had back in the day.
Some real snap and some snappy dressing. Yeah, some
real pizzazz.
He's very peppy. Just knows how to sing and dance and really put on a show.
All right, we have a daughter on the line right now.
Oh, okay, boy. All right, so all this week, and actually, I guess it was all last week.
Phones, everyone, get ready.
Yes, get ready. We're going to use the phones. It's going to be perfect. So every year, we do the Best Mom Ever contest, and our Best Mom Ever 2024 was nominated by Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
hey, there you are.
Nice and clear. Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
Caitlin.
I was trying not to laugh in the background. You guys are so funny.
Oh, thank you for listening, Caitlin.
How are you today, Caitlin?
I'm very good. I'm hoping that my two-year-old doesn't find me. I'm hiding in the garage.
Oh, I'm kind of hoping that your two-year-old does find you.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
She's the best mom ever. I'm hiding in the garage so I can be on the phone. So you've made your mom and grandma, I see.
Yes, I have a two-year-old and an almost four-year-old.
You are in the thick of it. That's wonderful. Well, listen, so Caitlin, you took time out of your very busy life and you nominated your mom, Marilyn. So congratulations, this year's Mom of the Year, the best mom ever, is Caitlin's mom, Marilyn.
Right,
now tell us a little.
Give her a phone call.
Okay.
Whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah, I want to hear what were like the big things about Marilyn? Like, why is she the best mom ever?
I mean, whenever I need her, she will just, at a drop of a hat, come by and help me with my kids.
Oh, that is awesome.
Give me great advice. Mm. And, you know, like Bryn's parents, they're just like, yeah, give me that kid.
Oh, yeah. So.
It's my favorite part. Nice. Yeah.
The moms will take your kids.
When my mom kidnaps my kids from me, yes, she just does that without my permission.
She's great, and she's always, you know, a shoulder to lean on, and she's my rock. So,
Marilyn, everyone. Marilyn.
Let's get Marilyn on here. Let's have a chat with her.
All right. Now, Caitlin, hold the line, all right?
Sure. Are we three-way in?
That's
is that
right.
How that
We're
works?
Doing a three-way real quick.
All right. Yes, I do love a glorious three-way, as you know.
I've never had one.
Okay.
Never. Well, you're young yet. You never know.
Right. What?
I don't know. Just trying to fill the time while we make the phone call.
Here we go. Hello.
Is Marilyn there?
Marilyn?
This is Marilyn.
Marilyn, you're on the air at Alice 973 here.
Hello, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day, Marilyn. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing awesome so far.
All right.
Now, is Caitlin also on the phone with us, Brittany, or are we just talking with Marilyn?
Caitlin, you there?
I'm there.
Oh, great. Oh, everyone. Oh,
it's working,
everyone.
We can make it work. Hey, Marilyn, congratulations. It sounds like you did a great job with Caitlin. She's hiding from her children right now in the garage. So that's working out. And I guess my question to you is, are you a fan of Bruno Mars? Do you have any idea what you're in for with this trip down to L.A. to see Bruno Mars?
I am a Bruno Mars fan. I've not seen him live, so I'm very excited to do so.
Yeah, it's nice. Quite a show.
He is a great performer. You're going to love it, and we're so happy to send you. It turns out you're the greatest mom.
It turns out.
Of all time.
That's true.
Hello.
Now, listen, Marilyn, all day long on Alice at 97.3, it will be on all day Sunday. It's Marilyn at 97.3.
Very cool.
So you keep, I'm not kidding, you keep it on all day long. It's your day, your radio station. I hope that you get everything you want for Mother's Day. Caitlin, Marilyn, there we go.
Thanks for listening.
Thank
and thanks for participating.
Thanks.
Super cool.
Thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day, you guys. Love you
Happy
too.
Mother's
Thank
day.
You so much.
Thank you. Happy Sarah. Mother's
thanks,
Day.
Caitlin,
hey, call
Marilyn.
Us after Bruno Mars and tell us how it was, okay?
All
right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that went very smoothly.
Went as like better this. Than any time we've used the phones in recent years. Really well.
Yeah,
great job.
Excellent. Wow, Bryn, you are like an engineer over there. It's incredible. How do you do
it? You did it, Bryn. You
I was actually nervous. I'm like, are we going to be able to make this happen? But yes, the answer is yes, my friends. We made it happen.
That's great.
Good times. Okay, we can all put up our Marilyn at 97.3. But I'll look for us on Instagram telling you about Sunday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say bye to them and stuff. You know,
oh, very, yeah, no, of course.
Very pleasant.
Very, very nice people.
Uh-huh. She was super excited, Caitlin.
Oh, they both seemed very happy.
She was nervous at first when I picked up the phones.
Adorable.
Well, it's not every day you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Unless you had a radio show and
yeah,
every
then,
day.
Then you're there.
Every single
day.
It is every day you're on the radio.
There it is. Nervous? Sure. Okay. It's Friday. There is some new music out today. This is an album title I can get behind. It's called Can We Please Have Fun?
Oh.
Kings of Leon. This is their 9th album. And Brittany, if you're ready, let's do a little of this.
I understand that sentiment.
Can we please? Can we have fun?
We spent all this money for vacation. Just calm down.
Can we please have fun?
Here is the first song. It's called Mustang.
Mustang in the city, and it's calling me out. Are you a Mustang or a kitty? What are you all about? There's a golden glow in my office space.
I love this drummer. Never plays a straight four.
I'm getting big and strong, just thinking about it.
I love this. I think it's great. I actually really like this band. I've been burnt, but yeah, let's hear this part. Well, Jane will let us know, but I think that's great. That's a good one. I assume you grabbed a couple off of Kings Leon. What do you got for me?
That's right. Yeah, the next one I have here is Split Screen. Here it is.
I mean it. A hazard of the occupation. Decide. We need it. Set it down before you break it. This house ain't for children.
That's cool. This one he's throwing with the bass drum. I can never listen to anything but the drum.
Bizarre.
Okay, what else? That's good.
Right, last one here is called Nothing to Do.
Kissed by the rain, I'm a man on a mission to go and end.
great. Can we please have fun? Hard. The ninth album from Kings of Leon. That's a good one. I like that. That first song. Great. Okay. I see here that you grabbed three songs from this, so I'm assuming it's good. Sebastian Bach was the singer of Skid Row, and they were like one of those... He's kind of like a skanky-looking, long-haired, laced-up in leather, kind of skinny front man. I just loved him.
He is like the archetype.
Yeah.
Like, there's the guy that people who love that hair metal, he's the guy.
He's the guy. It's true. And their songs were like angry, teen in life. So I just love Skid Row.
But he also was thrown out of a band called Skid Row.
He was. He actually... I think he started like in Canada as like a jingle singer. And then he gets
Sebastian Bach.
Yes. So he's a, you know, this good singer, and he gets in this band. And then he just, I don't know, they had a couple good albums or they, but they would.
They had two major albums.
Huge.
And we played the living crap out of them on the rock station I worked at.
Nirvana
in San Diego.
And Pearl Jam came along. And they almost could have hung.
They would have hung just like Motley Crue did. But unfortunately, they went, we'll do anything to not have you be our lead singer.
Yeah, they were just not in. They don't want to be. And sometimes people just piss you off so much you just can't take it
even
anymore.
However many years later, the band itself continues to answer, you get offers to bring this guy back and go on tour all the time. Why don't you? We don't want to work with him ever again.
Which sounds like so much more than just a little bit of a personality clash.
Who knows what it was?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is he's not in the band anymore, and this is his sixth solo album.
Oh.
So Child Within the Man. Sounds like he's doing a little bit of self-exploration. Sebastian Bach, what does he sound like?
What do I got to lose?
Just like he used to. He does, but he hasn't hit those high notes yet.
Wow, but still.
Yeah, that guy was a high note singer.
I know, but those all the singers go left when they get to their high notes.
He also must be... He's definitely not strayed far from where he was at in the 80s, that's for sure.
All right, good for him.
Okay, that's a good song. What else is on here? I mean, I don't know where this gets played. But... Oh, here we go. Now we're talking. So funny.
Sarah,
this is
break
such,
out your high tops and your... Oh,
it's
you
such
are,
hair metal.
Yeah, and your tights.
That's funny.
Your zebra tights.
Mm. I don't have any of those anymore.
One.
That's too bad. I wore them out.
Mm. Hold on to the dream. This is the next one.
Okay. I'm feeling very 1987 right now.
I really expected him to be croaking into a mic.
Well, you know, the thing too is like, and I was trying to say with the whole jingle, like he's a trained singer, so he probably didn't destroy his voice the way a lot of people do. And with only two albums of touring, you know, he got to take a little break there. He didn't beat the hell out of his voice on the road. At least not, you know, 20 years straight. Did you want to do one more off this?
Good for him.
Sure. Before if you like it, I mean, it seems like you do.
I mean, I like it. It's, is, you know, is Michael going to like it? It's going to be awesome, really.
That's a little different, isn't it?
It is a little.
Yeah. All right, I'll jump to the next
one. No, let's just jump out. All right, we're going to next up is Oh, you were going to jump to the next artist. So next up is Lily Rose, and she is she's a country music lesbian.
Johnny Depp's daughter. That's who I was thinking of.
So I'm like, Lily Rose, who's that? So I type in Lily Rose and Depp. Pops up first. Then I see down further, country singer.
Got it.
So then I'm looking.
So his daughter's a country singer.
No.
Oh.
No, it's very confusing.
Oh, there's two different ones.
Totally different Lily Rose.
Okay.
This Lily Rose is married to Diana somebody. That's her wife right there. But I thought to myself, well, good for country music. Look at them broadening it up to, you know, anybody can be a country music artist these days. And why not Lily Rose? So we're going to hear a little bit of her record.
All right. She's a lesbian. Let's go for this
country
one.
Music lesbian. That's right. That I don't know any.
All right. Here
lesbians.
Is Running Out of Time or Running Out of Time.
Running. It's like pretty straightforward, like, and all right, give me another one. This is our. Right. Did I say this is a little six-song EP? It's just a short EP called "Running Out of Time."
All right, here's True North.
I'm a diesel running on empty on a long stretch of black. East, west, left, up, down, right. Don't change where I point my headlight to the Chattahoochee River.
The country music trope.
Yeah, it does.
Everywhere. You got your
really
honeysuckle,
like
you got
like
your
too,
diesel,
yeah.
You got your road trip, Georgia.
You got the big twang.
Yeah, Chattahoochee's in there. Yeah. I mean, we got it all in this one.
Yeah. Head down south. All right.
Okay.
This next one is called Parking Lot, of course.
Parking lot party.
I know why you picked this one.
Parking lot. There it is. Something about a parking lot.
Is there, though?
Yeah, there is. It's the beer. Is. It's the kegger. I mean, that's why we're all here. Come on.
All right. Lily Rose is the name of this artist. Not to be confused with Lily Rose Depp. Running Out of Time. That is some serious twanga.
Yeah. I like it.
Like some twang right there. What you got right there. And we do have one more country artist. And I thought this was sort of funny because we were talking about how Florida-Georgia Line had broken up. And their bar on Broadway in Nashville is being taken over by Lainey Wilson, and she's going to have her own. She's only the second woman to own a bar on Broadway.
She said she's going to make it look disco-y.
Yeah. That's I think that is what the theme is going to be. So Florida Georgia Line, there's a huge beef, and it continues. It's kind of funny. Kendrick Lamar and Drake are currently having the big hip hop. The real beef is in this Florida Georgia Line. Tyler Hubbard goes on a podcast called Bussin' with the Boys. And he says, we broke up because Brian Kelly, another guy in Florida Georgia Line, wanted to go solo. And that made us break up. Well, Brian Kelly said, hold on a second. It was so important to him to respond to this that he canceled all his plans, moved his whole schedule around so we could go on. He had to do an emergency podcast on the same show that Tyler, the other guy.
I got to respond to this. These accusations.
Brian says, Tyler had solo music out before I even did. He had played Biden's inauguration, which was a huge look to be a solo act with Tim McGraw. He released another song. I didn't even start releasing music till April. It's Tyler's fault. Brian said he was so shocked that Tyler released a duet with Tim that he wanted to go solo too. And he was actually in fit. Brian says, I was like, look, Tyler, we'll do a set as Florida Georgia Line. Then you come out and do a few solo songs, and I'll come out and do a few solo songs. And that'll be our new. And Tyler was not having it. So he says, you can blame Tyler. And Tyler says, you can blame Brian. Well, today we have a new song. We actually have a whole new album from Brian Kelly. The one who had the emergency podcast.
You know what's interesting? Just because I didn't know this until I just looked it up. This is a band of two people.
They're the two guys.
There's no other band.
They're Florida and Georgia.
Yeah, there is no. So I looked it up because I'm like, well, what does the rest of the band have to say? There is no rest of the band.
The rest of the band is like, well, if you pay us, we will play.
It's two dudes. Right. So I don't know what the freaking problem is. You guys could absolutely support each other's songs and no one would care.
Sounds like we might have a Sebastian Bach situation in this band. Anyway, Florida Georgia Line is no more. Here's the second solo album from Brian Kelly. It's called Tennessee Truth.
All right, here's Trucks, Ducks, Bucks, and Beer.
Okay.
Just waiting on dinner. There's a 26.
Vinny, your hand is up.
This is Florida Georgia Line.
No.
Oh, who is this?
This is Brian Kelly, half of the
half of Florida,
I have a question.
That supposedly didn't break
them
up.
Does Brian wear the trucker cap or the cowboy hat? You don't know.
You're
never
asking
mind.
The wrong
okay.
person. You're the country fan.
I don't know these guys. All right, my bad.
It's okay. It's funny. It's a good question. Nobody knows.
He wears a country hat.
Oh, this is the cowboy hat.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bring back the twang.
Talking about.
I like Lily better than this.
Me too.
Lily Rose.
But these guys got beef.
Okay. Is there another one you want to play off that? Or are we? Oh my God! We're completely out of time. Never mind. No more songs. What's coming up in the news, then?
I was hoping you'd play another one.
Fine. Here it is. It's all another right. Brian Kelly song off of his record, Tennessee
Truth. How we're living.
Was that enough time for you to round up your teaser?
No, don't you dare.
How
dare you? somebody got hacked. I'll tell you about it after these.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have your last chance to win Bottle Rock one day Friday tickets before they're gone. 8:05, we just did ours. 4:05, Janie's got them. Listen for the code word. Text the code word to 20357. And you're in the running for a pair of Friday one-day tickets to Bottle Rock, May 24th, Napa Valley.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Bay Area kids are sure to have buckets of fun at Aqua Adventure Water Park this summer. Fremont Bank Foundation is making a splash by supporting activities at the Fremont Water Park opening this month. There are swim lessons to be taken, water slides to jet down, a gentle river to float on, and so much more. Go to FremontBank.com to learn more about its community involvement.
Hard turn of a phrase there.
Yeah, well.
Involvement.
The one thing that I really appreciate about Fremont Bank is they always update their tags. So much so that I'm always reading it for the first time when we're on the air. They'll laugh at that.
That's real. It's just very amusing.
It's not, though. That's what happens to me. I find myself.
But you know that. I mean, it's something that you know you could, like, you know.
I know,
check.
I could.
You could go check it.
Right.
That's all.
Weather-wise, looking good out there, everybody.
Yeah, does look good.
And by the way, some things are a surprise every time, just so you know.
Like that little plastic castle.
Every time.
Yeah.
Goldfish. There it goes again.
Goldfish don't have no short-term memory.
You know, I'm working on this thing. Every time. This is what I do. This thing. Yeah. This part.
Everybody looks really confused.
Oh, there it is. Another new one. Ah! Oh, no.
Gotcha.
What is this? Gotcha? Journalism? What's happening here? You got me again.
A woman in North Carolina left her credit card at a restaurant. Okay? Happens.
Was she like on a road trip?
Whoops.
Yeah, it happens.
Last week, a woman in North Carolina named Rhonda Deaver.
I don't know anyone in North Carolina. You're looking at me like
I'm just checking. You never
East
know.
East Coast.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
She went to a restaurant called Smith's Cafe. She accidentally left her credit card behind, and when she realized it, she went back to pick it up. But there was a problem. An employee had spotted the card, and in an effort to find Rhonda, took photos of it, front and back, and posted it on Facebook in a group for the town of Kinston. The photos were not edited, so all the information was clearly visible.
Mm-mm. Including, like, what her signature looks like.
The caption said, "Hey, guys! Mrs. Rhonda Deaver, you left your card here at the store. If you know her, let her know we have it and would love to make sure it's returned. We have placed it in a secure location and also here on the interwebs."
Is it?
It's unclear how long the post was up, but it was long enough for her card to get used a lot. There were over $2,000 in charges, along with a ton of declines. Rhonda's bank closed the account. Thankfully, many of the charges were declined, but Rhonda says she's still working through the process of disputing the $2,000 in charges that did go through. And the employee who said, "We've got your credit card in a secure place," will never live it down, I imagine.
You're not that smart. You're just not smart.
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
Now, that is a real drawl.
The owner of Smith's Cafe could not be reached for comment.
Yeah. Well, everyone's got their hanging their head. Oh, geez. Yeah, you know, that has to be, that has to be.
Yeah,
like,
you're really going right there, it's a bit of
a head slap moment, isn't it, y'all? Like, you just took a picture front and back of somebody's credit card and put it online. Like, what in the Sam Hill did you think was going to happen? That poor lady, though, like, you can hear in her voice, like, on a fixed income.
A whole lot of declines.
That is, that sucks. That just sucks. You know, recently, I had a very sad moment at a restaurant where I had a nice meatball sandwich, and it was gigantic, so I put half of it into a to-go container. And then I left that. I forgot that.
Oh, no.
I know. But,
the
you know,
sandwich.
They shared it on Facebook, and everyone went and just got it and ate it. They didn't go buy things with it. They didn't trade it for other goods.
You and John didn't turn around and go back and get that?
No. Oh. We didn't go back and get it. We were with Jim and Tina. I was like...
Oh, so this was just the other day ago.
Yeah, I was like, I guess right when they got there. So we just didn't go back and pick it up. I just felt like, well, at this point, I don't know what's happened to it. We've been gone for 10 minutes. I'm sure it's in the trash somewhere or other.
Or they saved it for you.
Maybe, but they didn't. But if they did, thanks. I'll be by at some point. I eat there all the time.
After 114 years,
yeah,
The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name and rebranding.
Really?
Yeah. Odyssey.
Is it named Odyssey now? That's
I'm
great.
Just kidding. That's,
you know what? I really feel like that's what people should name themselves.
They're not going to do that. Oh, that's we got that to that one first.
I guess we've got dibs on that now.
Scouting America.
Oh.
Is the new name. They say it reflects their, quote, ongoing commitment to welcome every youth and family in America to experience the benefits of scouting, although they had to be brought to court and sued to smithereens to let girls join. But now that they're there.
Scouting America.
We're scouting America, everyone.
America.
Sure, it's a scam. Too bad no one thought about that in the roundtable meeting, isn't it?
Scam.org. Goes into effect.
Scam.org. Let's grab that.
On February 8th of next year for their 115th anniversary.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ladies, don't you want to just quickly join that?
Girls have been allowed since 2018, and over 6,000 have already made Eagle Scout.
Well, that's wonderful.
No, it is wonderful, and I do think that...
So the name just takes effect.
The name will take effect. They've already been letting girls join. Like I said, I'm pretty sure they were like, we don't have girls. And
it's the Boy Scouts.
Someone went, no, you're having girls.
Yeah. Well, there are Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but... Yeah, I don't really, because I don't have kids that age and no one's, I'm like not going to be in a fight with anybody about it, but it's clearly very important to some people. And so have it your way.
Yeah.
Sue. That's what we do.
The CEO called it a, quote, simple but very important evolution as they seek to ensure that everyone feels welcome in scouting.
Well, scouting is fun.
More than a few people online have pointed out, there's already something called the Girl Scouts, yeah. But, you know, someone said, we're going over that wall though. We want to be in the one.
They do their different things, I guess, right?
Well, so I just think that it's one of those things where someone said, no, you can't. And
right.
Someone else went, nope, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're excluding us. We've decided you're not going to do that.
Right. But we're still having the Girl Scouts with the Girl Scout cookies. And no, boys can come. No boys can be in there. Maybe the Girl Scouts are going to let the boys in, too.
They say here that...
The difference. How about if all the children just are allowed to have fun?
The two groups aren't actually affiliated. The Boy Scouts of America was founded in 1910. The Girl Scouts launched 2 years later and still caters exclusively to young women. So the boys went, no, I don't want to do that. I got this one.
Mm. Well, maybe there will be some boys who are like, man, I feel a little bit more comfortable with the girls.
Maybe.
I'd rather be a bear than a man in the woods. I'll be with the girls. They're more trustworthy.
No word yet on whether the girls will rebrand, but the boys are now going to be called Scouting America.
Well, fine. I don't have a pony in that or a horse in that.
So I don't know. But I'm sure
thank you for reporting it.
There are people who put a lot of work into their badges and whatever.
Well, and I'm sure there's people with very strong feelings about this and hate the change and others who love it. And I'm not one of either of those parties.
I went to one Indian Guides meeting and then.
Is that an affiliate of the Boy Scouts?
No, I think it's a competitor.
Oh.
But then I also think I never even looked it up. I don't think it exists.
Did you just say Indian Guides? I bet you they can't even call it that now.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, there it is.
Oh, pops right.
Oh, it's a Wikipedia, but it does not appear to still be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure guides. So it appears
that's adorable.
Pictures of the Indian guides appear to be very old. It looks like that did, in fact, political correctness got them and quick.
Well, it comes for us all, doesn't it?
But here they are all wearing headdresses. So,
that's also not allowed. Yep.
That is not.
That's very old timey.
Bunch of white men in headdresses.
You're appropriating their cultural significance.
I mentioned this earlier this week, and I've got one more story updating specific to California. Half of California is not prepared for the impending federal real ID deadline.
Oh.
Half of this state.
Wow.
So I know I had mentioned that, you know, they're getting a new deadline set up, and you've got to do it in order to travel through the air travel and whatever, but this state specifically not ready. And I know I had made a plan to do this, go get it. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, fudge.
I know. And then they just kept pushing. You said, now, is it 2025 or 2020? It was 2025. You had one year from right now to do it. You got to get it done. Get her done.
The enforcing of the new requirement begins May 7th, 2025. So
pretty sure I've got a real ID. I know my one son who just has a California state ID.
You know he what?
He doesn't.
That he's
have
not
a real ID.
Prepared.
Yeah. He's in New York, though.
The Sacramento Zoo, ladies and gentlemen, is leaving Sacramento permanently after 97 years. I've never heard of this. A zoo saying, we're moving up the road.
Wait, so they're actually moving or they're just disbanding?
Nope, they're moving. The Sacramento Zoo is leaving Sacramento permanently, marking the end of nearly 100 years in the same spot.
Okay, well, where are they going?
The decision was approved by Elk Grove City Council this week that the new zoo will be built in Elk Grove, about 16 miles down the highway.
Will it still be called the Sacramento Zoo?
I don't think so. I think it'll be called the, I think Elk Grove went,
you want to move here, you got to name after us. Right, put us on the map.
Anyway, I'm just, it's, Sacramento's grown so much.
I wonder if that's what the problem is. They're like, that land is really valuable, and we could put 10 mega mansions on there. I don't know. Or 5 million other houses.
It's interesting, though, because for so long, Sacramento was the place you passed on the way to and from Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last 10 years, it's where everyone from here has been moving to.
Mm-hmm. It's a mere 2 hours out.
And Sacramento's pissed about it, by the way. You hear him say that. Yeah, I don't want to. What are you coming here for?
Well, now you're a growing, vibrant community.
Well, you just lost your zoo. That's how
it
happens.
It's found again. It's right over there in Elk Grove. Elk Grove.
Can you speak in the draw the rest of the day? It's really cute.
Whatever you want. You betcha.
Thank you. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I did Indian princesses when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. That seems even more problematic.
Through the YMCA.
Uh-huh.
Call the Boy Scouts whatever you want. Everyone will still call it the Boy Scouts.
Right. Unless their daughters are in it, and then they'll call it the Scouting America.
I don't know.
Scam.org.
The restaurant server should pay $1K towards that lady's bills.
They're just a dummy, they didn't know. They just weren't thinking.
707 says, settle down, Florida Georgia Line. When I saw the Eagles in concert, they played Eagles songs and solo songs from Glenn Frey and Don Henley and Joe Walsh, and it was awesome.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are tripping on. That's why I looked it up. When you were telling the story, you mentioned two people, and I went, I wonder what the rest of the band. And there's no rest of the band. It's just those two dudes.
And some hired hands who travel with them, I guess, right?
What is your problem, you two?
Just work it out.
Sebastian Bach was so hot when he was young.
Oh, my God, I know. Just, like, ridiculous. I just picture him, like, on train tracks, just laced tight into those leather pants. Like, oh, my God, he's beautiful. Oh, look at that.
What?
I remember you.
Oh, is that from the video? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's the only place you'd see anybody. It wasn't like social media was around, because I would have been following him, sliding into his DMs. Hey.
You know, the things you remember out there, honestly.
What do they've got?
415 says, you never had a threesome, Vinny? What about? And then they just go on to name this. It's not an official three. Trust me.
That was more like a foursome. That was you and another couple.
No, that is not what they're even referencing.
Oh, really? What are they referencing?
They're referencing the pool clubhouse, the time that
That was a threesome.
No, it
that,
was
yes,
not.
Yes, it was. There were three people.
Don't. Don't get behind this.
Have my
back, not their back.
You're wrong, and stop texting us. We're going to block your ass. Is that a thing they say in the South? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Sorry about it. Probably shouldn't do that today. Okay, coming up, Livy Rodrigo and Johnny Cash right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.